many people will accept your basic premise. The point where I see a number of people stub their toe, so to speak, or find difficulty with it, is they'll say, but how about the little child? How does a little child have the thoughts that would bring them ill health or bring them invasion of their bodies, violence of some sort?
Because they are surrounded by those who are having those thoughts, and they are receiving those thoughts.
Telepathy?
That is correct. You see, long before the child is speaking, the child is thinking. You cannot know how clear in thought that little child is because he has not learned to communicate with you. He is not communicating his thoughts.
He's not thinking in words.
But he is thinking and receiving thought from you the day that he enters your environment. That is the reason that beliefs are transmitted so easily from father to son, from father to son.
Mm-hmm.
That child is receiving your fears and your beliefs even without your spoken word. And so if you are wanting to do that which is of greatest value for your child, give thought only to that which you are wanting, and your child will receive only those thoughts, you see.